The Boston Cast, Saturday, December 17th, 2005. Welcome to the Boston Cast for Saturday, December 17th, 2005. Hi guys, I'm Matt, I'm your host. Got a great show for you today. Please visit www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com and guys, email me, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. Alright, I got a great show for you today, so strap right in and let's jump right into some news. I have some updates in the podcast later in the episode. The Celtics coming off a win. They beat the Pacers on Wednesday, but just a loss on Friday really stopped them dead in their tracks. They lost by a score of 100-96 to the Bucks. Paul Pierce came up just shy of a triple-double, finished with 23 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds, but Boston just came up short on the scoreboard. They just lost 100-96. Not a great game for them, but I'm glad they got the win last Wednesday, I think it was, but because if they hadn't got that, they'd be in bad shape right now. They're 10-13. I don't know. I mean, Williams was 9 of 20 and grabbed 9 rebounds as Milwaukee won its 7th road game. That just equals last season's total for them, so. And in games on the road, obviously, builds confidence. Michael Redd also scored 24 points. And just the Bucks just propelled past the Celtics. Redd was also 9 of 17 from the floor. Bucks got 12 points from Williams and a pair of three-pointers from Red during 22-2 run, which really killed the Celtics, and they grabbed the 46-29 lead just before halftime in the game. And if a team shoots 2-for-20 in a quarter, you've got to be pretty happy if you're on the defensive end. That's what the Bucks are saying, because, I mean, the Celtics just could not buy a basket in the late first half. So, disappointing game for them. I mean, they tied it 77-77 in the third, but I mean, the 22-2 run just really put it out of reach because that was earlier in the game. But I mean, without that 22-2 run, I mean, the Celtics would have been ahead and they wouldn't have lost by that score. All right, that's pretty much it for Celtics news, but you know what? Disappointing win, but I'm glad they got the win on Wednesday night. So their next game is Monday, December 19th, 7:30 p.m. This is back home in Boston versus the Warriors. All right, guys, that's it for Celtics news. They will face the Bulls at the United Center in Chicago tonight as they try to get back in the win column. I mean, their prospects look good considering the fact that Pierce lit up the Bulls for 43 points in their last meeting. But see, their next game is tonight, United Center. But then their game after that is, as I said before, Monday, December 19th, 7:30 p.m. versus the Warriors. All right, Red Sox news. Ortiz takes home the TYIB Hitter of the Year this year in baseball awards. That's great for them. Great for him. He just was a great hitter last year. Smacked 47 out of the park, and I'm glad he took that home. And no, Francona sang with the Pops on Friday. Pretty funny, Boston Pops. Francona. It was good. He wasn't that bad. But anyway, the big news in Red Sox right now is that Charrington and Hoyer are to share the Red Sox GM duties for a little while. Well, if they see if they can re-sign Theo Epstein or not. I mean, they've offered him a couple years, three years, $1.7 million a year, which I would agree to if I were him. But the Sox would welcome him back, but I mean, just no response yet. But Ben Charrington and Jed Hoyer will take the GM duties until they can find either a new GM or until they get Theo Epstein back in there. I mean, they have to get a GM soon, but I mean, there's a ton of newcomers to the Sox this year. They'll be vital for 2006, I think, but I think these GMs have really done a good job bringing in, like, let's see, Josh Beckett, Mark Loretta, Mike Lowell, Gil Momoto. Just great prospects to get into Boston. Shipped out Renteria. Clement might be gone soon, but I mean, that's a great deal. And if they can get Miguel Tejada, that would be just another great thing. But You know what? I think that's great for the Red Sox, and if they can keep up the good work. I mean, Damon, still nothing happened with that. I hope we can get Damon back so bad. If we don't get Damon back, they're going to be fighting for Jeremy Reed of the Seattle Mariners with the Yankees. The Yankees have showed interest in him, too, with the whole Bernie Williams free agency deal going on. But that's great. I mean, I think their prospects have just been amazing this year, and we'll see what they do. But that's pretty much it for Red Sox news. So why don't we go to some Bruins news right now. The Bruins had a great game, I think, actually, on Thursday night. They won 3-2 over Minnesota Wild. Great game for them. Andrew Rakoff made 29 saves, just propelled them forward. Marco Strome scored the game-winning goal at 11:02 of the third period, his fourth goal as a Bruin to help lead Bruin to their win. Sellout crowd in XL Energy Center, and Andrew Rakoff just shined in the goal. As I said before, 29 saves. Great game for him again. He's been a great pickup for the Bruins. I think that was a great game. Key win for the Bruins, but they're still in last place. We'll see if they can pop right out of last place like Buffalo did. Buffalo was in second to last place, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks ago, and I was doing the podcast, and now I mean, right now they're in second place to Ottawa, so let's see if Bruins can move up. Check out the poll on the fan site. This is going to be the last week. Half week here. I will give you the whole summary of that. Well, you know what? Why don't we do that today? Let's check out the poll right now, all right? No more poll on the Boston Cast fan site right now. I'll put a new one up there today. If you guys have any ideas of what you think the new poll should be, email me your feedback at thebostoncast@yahoo.com. But the poll was, can the Bruins finish any higher than last place in their division this season? You had four choices. Yes, no, maybe, and I'm not sure. So let's check out the stats right now. Bunch of votes. We got 77. This was a lot shorter time than for the Patriots one. So I'm happy with the turnout in votes. I mean, 41 of you, 53% that is, said yes. 18 of you, which is 23%, said no. 14, 18%, said maybe. And 4 of you said I'm not sure. The 5% total. Alright guys, thanks for voting, and I'll throw up a new poll up there. Guys, email me what you think the poll should be, but if you do not have any ideas, if I don't get any ideas by the Wednesday podcast, I'll definitely have something up there. This might be up for another day or two, but by Wednesday I should put a new poll up there, and I'll alert you guys of that on the podcast. Alright, well, that's quite a bit of news, but let's see, we still have some Patriots news left to cover. Patriots faced the Buccaneers today. This game was at 1:30, and they, in fact, beat the Buccaneers. It was an amazing game. Go Patriots! Thank you. They beat the Buccaneers in their first shutout of the season. The Patriots defense stepped up like heck today, 28-0 over the Buccaneers. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Back home in Gillette Stadium, they just shut them out. Lights out. Great game. Moved to 9-5 on the season as they shut out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Gillette Stadium. The following are notes from the game. Let's see here. The Patriots shut out the Buccaneers, marking the first shutout of opponent for the Patriots since they defeated Buffalo Bills 31-0 on December 27th, 2003. New England has allowed just 10 points in its last three games, the lowest three-game point total in franchise history, dating back to fourth quarter at Kansas City on November 27th. The Patriots have allowed just 10 points in the last 13 quarters of play, a second-quarter Jets field goal on December 4th, and a fourth-quarter Bills touchdown on December 10th. That's it. Today's two scoreless halves marked the fourth time the Patriots' last five halves they've had held their opponents scoreless. I mean, that's just amazing. Today's shutout was 21st such victory in franchise history. They just dominated everything. I'm so happy that they got that win tonight. Just great. And their Patriots' next game will be on the 26th, the day after Christmas. That is Monday night, 9 p.m. in New York to face the Jets. All right, that's pretty much it for Patriots news on this edition of the Boston Cast. So why don't we talk about some news of the Boston Cast? Hey guys, I've got about 15 entries in the Boston Cast 2005 holiday giveaway raffle thing On Christmas, I will be doing a special episode just to give away these prizes to you guys. I've got an iPod Shuffle lined up. I've got t-shirts, bumper stickers, the whole shebang, hats, Red Sox memorabilia, all this cool stuff that I'm going to give away. So stay tuned on the 25th. Guys, email me your feedback at thebostoncast@yahoo.com to be automatically entered in the drawing every show up until the 24th. The deadline for entries is the 24th. Every show up until the 24th, I will announce the people who have been added to the random drawing list so you know if your name's in there or not. I will just tell you those names right now. The names added so far in the list are Andrea from Minnesota. We've got John S., Mike P., Brian, we've got Phil P., we've got Andrew, we have Anonymous, but I've got an email, so I can still, we've got two Anonymous this year, but I've still got an email, so, you can still win, but, please, guys, send the feedback to be entered in these drawings, and, I'll automatically put you in this thing. I've got this program that'll select someone randomly, but, it's pretty neat, so send your feedback anyway. And it's just awesome. And guys, check out the forum. I've gotten a couple new posts there. Thank you guys for checking that out. www.tbcforum.blogspot.com. And check out the fan site. It's absolutely amazing, guys. I put some new links on there today. It is just insane. So you guys that are listening through the RSS feed, I might suggest, this is just a suggestion, download a feed aggregator, like something like, I don't know, Feedster, SearchFox, Nimic. And just put in my RSS feed address, which is http://feeds.feedburner.com/thebostoncast05. So that'll make it a lot easier subscribing. You won't have to log on to the website every time just to listen to the show. It was just a nice thing. And I've got all these links on the site on the right-hand side of the fan site. Just scroll down right below the poll. I have, like, I don't know, numerous things you can subscribe with if you already have your podcast aggregator. So let me just read these out to you guys. So you guys that are subscribing the hard way, I'll make it easier for you guys today. I've got the XML format, the regular feed burner format. You can subscribe with Rojo, MyYahoo, Bloglines, NewsGator, MSN, Pluck, Newsburst, SearchFox, Google Podcast Reader, MyAOL Podcast, DEL.ICIO.US, Feedster, Furl, Feedstar, FeedFeeds, Kinja, Solasub, MultiRSS, RMail, RSS Forward, and Blogarithm. And you can add my link to the website. I've got a link right below that a little bit. You can also subscribe with tag Raw Sugar, but I've got a link to my email there just to make you guys emailing easier. And so, guys, really check out the holiday giveaway. Just email me. Oh, and you can also subscribe with Odeo and Podnova. I forgot to mention those two. Those are in the post sites. And that's pretty much it. So, again, guys, enter the contest. I think you guys will really enjoy the prizes. I'm going to give them away on December 25th on the special episode. Hey guys, also, I have a great new thing here. Someone anonymous suggested this on the forum. The person is just a great idea. I'm going to do some, since the Boston cast is mainly focused on Boston sports, I thought, you know, let's get some more listeners to the show, and let's do some more news, even for guys that aren't, you know, all Boston fans. So, you know what? I thought, why not do, this person suggested a great idea in doing more sports on all sports in the U.S. to get some more listeners, and I think it's a great idea. So, here's what I'm going to do from now on. Starting January 1st, there's going to be, besides the midweek episode, and besides the Sunday podcast, oh, by the way, this right here is going to take place for the Sunday podcast probably because I'm going away tonight, so I cannot do the podcast tomorrow, so this will take place for that. But anyway, I'm going to do this thing. It's going to be once monthly U.S. sports updates. I'll do one episode a week. Just it's episode by itself, a special edition one that'll be maybe an hour long, half an hour, 45 minutes long, because I'm going to cover all the sports that happened that past month in the whole United States. Guys, it's going to be a huge file, so my bandwidth is going to be so slow, but Guys, it's going to be great. I'm going to cover all the sports that happen. Baseball, basketball, football. We'll even do some college sports in there. Hockey. It's going to be great. And I'm going to do some NCAA Final Four stuff. And I think it's a great suggestion. Thank you, Anonymous. I will also enter you in the contest. If you can just send me your name and your email, then you can be entered in the contest. So just send me that. TheBostonCast@yahoo.com, guys. Send your feedback. Send everything you can. And check out the fan site, www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this show, The Boston Cast. And I'm going to get this new host in here soon. I think it'll be great. So for a couple episodes, maybe next weekend. I don't think it's going to be for the Wednesday podcast, but maybe we'll see. But probably next weekend's podcast, I might have it in here. Not a guarantee, but check it out. All right, guys. Again, check out the raffle and email me, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. I'm out. See ya. Bye.